From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The weather today is not expected to be of much help to firefighters in Southern California. Officials expect high temperatures and gusty winds as they battle the Crown Fire north of Los Angeles. The fire is bearing down on hundreds of homes in the community of Palmdale. Robert Arujo lives in the Rancho Vista subdivision. He says it's been nerve-wracking.
It was frantic, horrific. My wife and daughter were just totally, shall we go, nonstop.
Firefighters are also trying to keep flames away from power lines that deliver electricity to Southern California. Water-dropping aircraft slowed the fire's progress yesterday. Federal officials say they may reopen some federal fishing waters in the Gulf of Mexico in a few days as oil cleanup continues. Fish samples are being tested in preparation. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, fishermen are asking BP for a little financial help to help cover their risks when they go back to work.
Fishermen say all they want to do is get back on the water, but unsure what kind of demand there will be for Gulf seafood after the spill, many are a little afraid to gas up and go. Yul Smith of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board is asking BP to help subsidize fish prices and give fishermen an extra 30 cents for every dollar's worth they catch.
Well, if they catch, they're afraid they might not have a place to sell it, or they might not get paid what they believe they can get paid for their product based on what's going on in the marketplace, which, well, people are afraid to buy the product. So we got it, but we just need that little kickstart to get them going.
Smith says BP tells them they'll consider the subsidies, but won't decide until more waters are opened. Tovia Smith, NPR News, New Orleans.
Officials in Michigan say it may take months to clean up an oil spill in the Kalamazoo River. A pipeline ruptured, spilling at least 820,000 gallons. The Environmental Protection Agency puts the total at more than 1 million gallons. Scientists fear long-term damage to the wetlands and wildlife in the region. Thousands of people gathered in the German city of Duisburg today for a memorial service for 21 people killed in a stampede at a festival known as the Love Parade last week. The BBC's Tristiana Moore reports that German Chancellor Angela Merkel broke off her summer holiday to attend.
As church bells rang out across the city of Duisburg, hundreds of people packed into the Salvator Church for the official memorial service. Friends and families of those who died in last week's stampede at the Love Parade were joined by survivors, rescue workers and police officers. There was a somber mood as a candle was lit for the 21 people who lost their lives in the crush at the entrance tunnel to the festival grounds. Thousands of mourners watched the service on giant screens at other churches in the city and at a football stadium.
The BBC's Tristiana Moore reporting from Berlin. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Government officials in Pakistan say at least 800 people died in the past week in the worst flooding since 1929. Nearly 400 beverage workers at Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut will hold an election today on whether to join a union. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
The National Labor Relations Board denied an appeal on Friday by the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation to hold the union election under tribal law. The tribe owns Foxwoods, one of the largest casinos in the world. The NLRB decision clears the way for bartenders and drink servers to hold the election under U.S. labor law. Brian Petronella is president of Local 371 of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union.
It's a yes or a no vote. If a majority of the voters vote in favor of representation, then Local 371 will become their legal representative.
The NLRB will oversee the election. The Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation insists that the move violates its status as a sovereign nation. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
Chelsea Clinton is getting married today. She's marrying investment banker Mark Mezvinsky in the town of Rhinebeck, New York, population 8,000. Resident Audrey Simmons is thrilled.
I just hope everything goes smoothly and they live happy ever after. Yes. So, and it's really, I hope we're on the map, Rhinebeck.
The wedding is taking place at an estate along the Hudson River. Andrea Alvin lives on the same road and says she was told by the state police that the road would be closed from 4 to 8 o'clock tonight. She says she received a bottle of wine from the wedding planner, apologizing for any inconvenience. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.